One of Talkeetna's colorful aviators, Carl Thomas, maintains his own airplanes while his active lifestyle maintains his youthful 82-year-old spirit. Carl and his adventurous wife, Brenda, moved to Talkeetna in 1986 and established Carl's Landing, a private airstrip south of Talkeetna. Carl served in the U.S. Air Force as a jet engine mechanic all over the world. The need of reciprocating engine mechanics brought him to Elmendorf Air Force Base to work on C-130s.
I retired in 76. I was in the military for 22 and a half years.
At a young age, Carl's desire to be a flyer started with model airplanes, where he learned aerodynamics and theories of flight from the ground. He daringly taught himself how to fly solo before accepting the offer of having a flight instructor check him out. Shortly thereafter, he purchased his first airplane, which he kept at the picturesque Vermont dairy farm where he worked. From then on, Carl knew he would fly his entire life. Carl Thomas's independence and self-motivation have allowed him to maintain a trapline near his remote cabin near Mount Susitna into his 80s. With the support of his equally capable wife, Brenda, who holds the fort down and keeps the runway clear of snow at their Carl's Landing home while he is out flying 3 days a week throughout the winter months.
I generally try to go out every third day to check my trap line out there. Mm-hmm. I get on the snow machine and run my line out there, and it's about a 20-mile line. So by the time I got the end of the line, it's time to get out of there because it's going to get getting dark on me, so I fly home.
When asked if he has ever been stuck, Carl responds with a smile.
Oh, yeah, I spent a night out Alexander Lake. I couldn't get off it. It got warm that day, and everything started raining and got wet, and I could not get off that. Snow was so wet, it just froze the skis in and everything. So I had to wait the next day till it got cold enough to make that snow colder so I could get off.
After taking a look at Carl's fleet, which includes a Piper Super Cub, a PA-14, and countless model airplanes, he is a true perfectionist. When asked if he has had any engine failures, he says no. Perhaps his years working on engines has contributed to his good track record.
Take care of your airplane. The airplane will take care of you.
And his high standards of keeping three important things in check.
The three things you want to know when you're flying, when you start out and use this all the way up through to your livelihood, is know your airplane, know your simulations, and know the area. Once you have got that down pat, you can fly forever and everything will work great for you.
Nice.
Those are the three things you need to really put in your mind and keep it there. My airplanes, I keep them better than I do my cars.
Oh,
yeah. In other words, I appreciate them because they take me where my car won't take me at all.
Both he and Brenda have had their share of fun over the years. During the interview at their home, Brenda couldn't help pulling out some photos. Many firs decorate their walls, and a photo of longtime friend Francis Twigg put a smile on my face. These folks have chosen not to take on the digital age, and their time has been spent wisely living fully day by day. Have you seen this one? Chimes in Brenda. She shows me a photo of Carl at the 1964 Olympics in Innsbruck, Austria, where he finished fourth place in downhill skiing. Carl is no stranger to snow, and this has contributed to his success flying thousands of hours on wheel skis. Both from Vermont, Brenda's outdoor skills impress me, along with her own hunting prowess and ability to stock the freezer with moose meat.
That's where I got my first bear. Carl was down to the Laurel. We got a fishing cabin out there, too, and which is, what, 3 miles away from the main cabin?
Yeah.
About that. And so he took off. And I'm at the main cabin. I happen to look out, and here's this bear coming right up through, 50 feet from the house. I said, oh, holy crap. So I got my little old gun out, and I got him one shot. He went down like that.
There's no telling who runs the show, Brenda, Carl, or their wild cat named Kiki. They have made a home in Alaska where many days have started with a view of Denali, airplane noise, grazing yaks, loon calls, and even a domesticated moose named Winky peeking in their window. For KTNA, I'm Katie Ryder.